Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that breaks stampede? We're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Oh, that is pretty heavy.
Because I say
on you
that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP Radio.
It's DDP Radio.
Am I there?
You are here, brother.
Did I make it? Okay. So everybody knows this has been quite a confusing night. You are in the right place. This is DDP Radio. I am calling from my bunker on the East Coast, and just lost power. There's a human failure with my phone, and just got back in, and Robert obviously is in, you know, the secret bunker down in the south there. How's it going, brother?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm sorry. I drifted away for a moment. I don't know who the hell I thought you were talking to.
I'm talking to all you folks out there, and you can hear me. You can hear Robert, hopefully. So we got a great show coming at you. We actually have some a treat for you, and especially a guy who knows treats, and I think the chef is here with us right now, aren't you, Chef?
Chef Bill's right here.
All right, Chef Bill's going on, and some really cool stuff. We haven't gotten food in a while. We're going to be talking about food here in a little bit. We've got away from it for a little bit, but Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and there's a delectable menu coming up and a lot of good gluten-free alternatives that we're going to hit. So we've had sort of an amazing week. I know I've had kind of an amazing week, a lot of stuff going on. I was kind of questionable coming into this, not only with, you know, my technical expertise with the phone here, but my wife has been doing this thing, and she is a doula. You guys know what a doula is?
I was, you know, you sent me that email today, and I was actually going to ask you what the hell that was.
She actually, it's like a birth coach, okay? Basically, if a woman wants to have a baby and she doesn't trust that her guy, her husband's going to get her through it, she gets a doula because the doula knows what's going down.
Okay, so is that like a midwife?
No, not the midwife.
It's, okay.
She's a coach. She's not catching. She's just, you know, helping the mother sort of coach through birth. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So we actually, and when we had food last year, we actually had one. And when I was actually very hesitant about it, so I'm like, I'm the dude. I'm the man. I need to do this. And when I figured out that I could be a little bit lazy after I met Robin, our doula, she was phenomenal, and she kept me calm. She kept me out of the way, and basically everything was perfect. The fastest, you know, most less stressful birth that we ever had. So that's pretty cool. But she was expecting a baby tonight. So, and at any point, if I disappear, it's because I'm running down to find the kids so I can watch them, and she can go, you know, help some people, bring some joy into the world. So that's what's going on. It's been a little bit crazy. How you guys been?
Not bad. Not bad. Just doing my thing, and we've got so much going on with DDP Yoga, and now Jake and Louie, and just all the different aspects of everything that's going on. It's a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, I can't tell. Like, when I look at it, I see the Louie stuff and I see the Jake stuff, and I'm gonna like the Jake stuff a little bit more. You know, Louie's gonna get there, but you know, Jake, man, from some of the videos that came out this week, that the intro video, I mean, Halloween was last week, but the one,
yeah.
And did Steve put that together? Was that Steve's creation?
You know what? I don't know. We've got Steve and Louie that are doing video editing. I don't know who does what anymore.
Cool. But that Jake the Snake one, where you see how broken, and I think they showed broken as one of the words in the video, how broken
yes.
he was when he started. And, man, him sitting in that chair talking, you can feel, you know, sort of, I don't want to call it disparity, you know, just a lack of life that he had.
It's amazing. And you know what, you know, as you, I think, you know, Sparky, I met Jake like eight or nine years ago, something like that. I don't think it was that long, maybe 7 or 8 years, but the difference in just his complexion alone is awesome to see.
Yeah. It's like, it's cool to get people where they are, where Jake started, and to watch, because it's like, it's literally turning on a light switch, not only from going from dark to light, but you see it, like you said, in the complexion, you see it in, you know, they get in their mood. It goes from, you know, what you can see on the skin, and it goes so deep, and it really, really transforms your life. So following his stuff is pretty damn cool. I'll be interested to see, you know, him popping in the ring at some point. Have they thrown him? I shouldn't say thrown him in the ring. Has he talked about getting back there since he started working out? Just like the practice or anything?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they're really to that point yet. I mean, the he's got, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on that body.
He's had like a hip replaced, right?
Yes. Yeah, and he's got a there's something going on with his foot. Like there's a calcium deposit on his foot that he's working through at the same time. So, you know, I'm sure Jake would want to jump in the ring at any given time, but as far, you know, I'm not in Atlanta and in the hub of everything. So there's nothing going on for that as far as I'm aware.
Yeah. But he's getting worked on in the accountability crew, and he's going to look pretty good. So, and what's pretty cool, the new video of him trying to get onto the computer, where it's almost like He's got the laptop. He's got the Twitter hooked up, and Louis trying to help him out with that. But people can actually follow him. Do you have that stuff handy? We can toss it out.
You know, I probably should. But no. Give me like 2 seconds, and I can pull that up. Oh, actually, I do have it handy. It's right here. It's JakeSnakeDDT for Twitter. And he's Jake Roberts on Facebook, but there's so many fakes out there. There's like 15 Jake Roberts.
I think if you hit that video that came out this week on DDP TV, if you subscribe to DDP on YouTube. All the credentials are at the end there. Well, I'll have to bring that up while we're talking. As always, we're super organized.
I've got my beer, and that's pretty much the beginning and the end of my organization skills.
That's the same here. I was just rebooting along with me dialing into the queue at the last second, disconnecting, and then getting on right as the music was tapping off. I haven't rebooted my computer in like weeks, and I got up here like 5 minutes before the show needed a big reboot. So,
well, I mean, you missed the first part when I had everybody in the queue. I had Chef Bill. I wanted to say Chef Brian. Okay, I had Chef Bill, and I had Becca is on hold, so we can bring her on in a minute as well. But I had everybody in the queue, and it took me about 3 minutes to realize that I was muted and that they couldn't hear a damn thing I was saying. So. It started off well.
Hey, that's all right, man. But I think I came to the end of that because I heard all the "Can you hear me now?" kind of things going on. But,
yeah.
Yeah, you guys definitely got to check out YouTube, and you can just look Diamond Dallas Page on YouTube, and he's got all the stuff up there. And the video is the resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts teaser trailer, and it's just incredible.
Yeah, there's some more videos that are coming down the pike, a couple of which I've seen. Just wait until you see what's coming.
I mean, you can see he's just the emotion and the undercurrent that's there, man. He's got a lot coming out, especially like you can tell the connection with he and DDP is strong. But you got that right. For Twitter, it's JakeSnakeDDT, DDT, not DDP, Jake's move.
DDT.
Yeah. And he is just Jake Roberts, it says on Facebook. YouTube, it's Jake Snake DDT, and he's also on LinkedIn.
Yeah, we've also got him on LinkedIn. He's everywhere, man. He's an internet guy, you know. If you don't believe me, check out that latest video.
So that's Jake, and that's the guy that, you know, Dallas has these guys that sort of, he's got some of the high-profile guys like the Jake, and then he's got, you know, Louis, who comes in and he's looking to bounce off a lot of weight, and he's in the accountability group down the hub in Atlanta. But Team DDP has its own people. And, you know, we're right in stride with things to bring out a Warrior of the Month. And you guys picked somebody who has been really, really active, man. He's been kind of a Twitter warrior.
Before you get to that, let me say something else. We had about 12 or 13 really strong entries, and every month we do this, we get more entries, and it gets harder and harder because literally there were like 6 that I could have picked from that were just really, really good. So, I mean, if everyone feel free to resubmit. You know, there's no rules against you can resubmit all the time, unless, of course, you've already won, but... Don't feel bad if you weren't picked because it was tough. It was really tough.
So people know, because I saw some of the lists of those names, and wow, they can submit now at warrior@dallaspage.com, right?
Yes.
And now when you say resubmit so that people know, if they submit for December and they don't get picked, should they resubmit a new email in December for January?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just you know, if you send me,
you guys don't keep a hold of the old ones. It's just that they should keep going until they.
Yeah, and if you've already typed up your story and you're good with that, just send it again. You know.
Cool. Yeah, because that's got to be tough. And I tell you, man, people might be wondering, like, why to do that, but if you're going to put the time and you're going to put the effort in, just wait, man. Just wait, because and keep submitting, because there's a ton of good stuff and a ton of good stories, and your story is probably good, like this guy's is. He's been working. Yeah. He's been doing a ton of stuff. He's over 150 days. He's been here, done that. He started at about 360 pounds, and he's dropped over 60 pounds, I believe.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys who did the gastric bypass, which I'm not a fan of. You know that, Sparky. I'm not a fan of it at all. Yeah. He did the gastric bypass, and then within 4 or 5 years, he had gained all that back and more. And then he, you know, started again, and the guy's a fighter.
Yeah. Yeah, leaving aside the comments on that, because it's crazy to me that people do that when, you know, if you do that and change your lifestyle, it's one thing, but if that's something that you get done and there's no lifestyle change, that's a tough thing to see people go through a medical procedure that toys with you. But this guy didn't let it toy with him this time, because he picked up DDP Yoga, and he's really shown what you can do with it. So, you guys picked him if you want to go ahead and take it from there, bro.
Our guy, Nolan Bobbitt, he's a big part of the community. He's, you know, he's a warrior. He was a natural pick for us. I mean, he had some stiff competition. He really, really did. But, you know, I think he's very deserving, and he's putting the work in, and that's what it's all about, you know.
Absolutely, and that's all I say. If you do the work, you'll get the call, you'll get the pick, you'll get the nod. So, you know, don't rest on your laurels. Don't sit down. Don't sit on your hands after 30 days. Keep going 30, 60, 90 days, and to 150 days like Nolan. And like one of Nolan's last blogs he did in November, Dallas's question, what could you do? So you can get anywhere. And sort of with that, man, that almost brings us full circle on a nice wrap up of what's been happening with Team DDP Yoga and DDP Yoga. Is there anything that Dallas has going on that we want to get into before we park into the yummies?
No, I think we're good there. I think the bulk of what's been going on that's really newsworthy is the stuff that Jake and Louie are doing, and Louie's been doing a great job. He's got a lot of weight to lose. He's a lot younger. I think he's 23. But he's got a long road in front of him as Jake does. It's just, you know, Jake has a lot less to lose, but he's got injuries. Louis's got a lot more to lose, and he's got, you know, this is something he's completely unfamiliar with. So it's going to be a battle for Louis as well. So, you know, hopefully both those guys are going to be completely transformed here in 6 months or a year or whatever it takes.
In 23, good God, man, to have those years back, to have this then, yeah, that'd be something pretty damn cool to go through. So, Chef Bill.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready to get to some tasty treats?
Well, yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, because I don't want everyone to think that they have to have a bowl of vegetables.
And that's good, because I don't want a bowl of vegetables.
Me neither. I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, one of the secrets to a great Thanksgiving, and I don't know if you guys will concur with me or not, but it's gravy. And we all know that gravy is generally made from a roux, which is made from flour. And not to say glue or gluten, but floured-based gravy can be extremely gluey. So for Thanksgiving, to put a little bit of a twist on it, you can do one of two things. You can use potato flour, or you can use rice flour to make your roux. And it actually reduces, in my opinion, on medium heat, better than the wheat flour. So
really?
What I do... I'm sorry?
I was saying, really, I got to admit, I've never made a roux.
It's easy.
I'm an expert in deep frying turkeys and then opening a can of gravy and putting on it.
Well, a deep fried turkey, actually, Stacy and I this year, we're doing two turkeys. We ordered from one of the fine smokehouses out here a smoked turkey, which is just outrageous.
Oh.
And then I'm going to just roast off a hotel breast, which, you know, that's totally gluten-free. You can season it with whatever you want. You can roast it however you want. But if you want, I mean, I'll give you a quick recipe for a fantastic gravy. I mean, it's really simple. What I do is I buy smoked turkey parts that you can buy in any of what I would say the better food stores. Just like, I don't know, about 4 pounds of it. It's probably $5 or $6. And what I do is I put them in a stock pot, cover them with about 3 quarts of water, and boil it down till it reduces to about half. You can add some more water through the process, you know, just depending on how much gravy you want. I mean, if you have a ton of people, you know, buy 8 pounds of the stuff and use 6 quarts of water. You know, you'll have to, people have to figure that out for themselves. But what I'm saying I do is I make a turkey stock from these smoked parts, and we set that aside to cool a little bit. And then all basically we do for, oh, let's say 10 people, I would take a half a cup of either potato or rice flour. It really doesn't matter which one you use. And again, there's two ways. If you want to lay off the dairy, you can use oil. It doesn't really matter. And a roux basically is just taking the flour and adding enough oil. I don't know, half a cup of flour, you'd probably add approximately a half a cup of oil or a half a stick of butter, depending on what you do. You can even use margarine. It depends on, you know, what your dietary preferences are. Some people don't like margarine. Some people don't want to use butter. Oil works fine, a good olive oil. And basically, what you make a paste in either a wok or a sauté pan, and then you just slowly, slowly add that turkey stock to it and with a whisk, and you just whisk it in on medium heat until it starts to all come together and boil and thicken. And that really, you can season it any way you want. If you want to use a little garlic powder, you want to put... You got to constantly whisk it like you're making pudding. But mm-hmm. if you do that, and you know, you can add some fresh herbs, you can add some sage, you can add some thyme. I usually salt, pepper, sage, and thyme in just about anything, you know, like this, you know, like any type of a harvest meal. And that's going to give you a really nice, semi-thick, delicious gravy that's totally gluten-free.
Well, and to the folks there, the best part about it, you can get that if you do the dairy-free, you put the EVOO or the really good olive oil in there, man, and you're set to go.
Yeah, you're set to go. You do not have to use butter to make a good roux or a good gravy. And one other trick is what people try to do is, you know, it depends on, you know, how hot the pan is, how hot your range is. Are you using electric? Are you using gas? Oh, my gravy came out too thin. One of the oldest tricks in the book is take some of that flour and take some of that oil and make like a Play-Doh ball and store it in the fridge, like a little golf ball size of almost like clay, like peanut butter is actually a better example. Because when people try to thicken their gravy and they try to dust flour into it, whether it's potato, rice, or wheat, it's going to be lumpy. But if you have this combined golf ball of a peanut butter consistency, that you can use that as a thickener even though you haven't, you know, made it into a roux. So you can keep that aside in the fridge. If your gravy's a little bit thin, you can take the whisk again and whisk a couple little pieces of that in until it gets thick enough. So
yeah,
that's my take on the gravy.
Yeah, nobody likes it lumpy.
Nobody likes it lumpy. You got to keep
I don't eat many things lumpy, at least my gravy. And if anybody thinks that whisking it is tough, just, you know, flex your forearm a little bit. There's a little bit of dynamic resistance you can throw in that. It's the DDP yoga way to make gravy.
It would be the DDP yoga way to make gravy. He wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, gravy, but a lot of people are going to say, oh, I can't have gravy because it's, you know, it's loaded with roux that's made with wheat. You just don't have to do it that way. I mean, really, I do a lot of anybody that was down at the retreat. I did an Oscar, and I used potato flour instead of wheat flour. And if you go into the back kitchens of a lot of Italian restaurants, you'll see that they use potato starch, potato flour. They don't really use a lot of wheat flour because, A, it burns, and, B, it turns to glue. So your better restaurants will really, you know, dust a piece of chicken or a piece of veal before they sauté it in a good potato starch or a rice flour. And it really does work really well. So, you know, our sample menu this year for Thanksgiving is turkey with gravy. I've got, I think Stacy posted my gluten-free stuffing recipe, which is linked in from Stacy's website. And we're going to do mashed potatoes. I'll let Stacy talk about mashed potatoes because, honestly, even being a culinary-educated chef, I have never in my life tasted mashed potatoes like Stacy makes. And maybe she'll tell you the secret, maybe she won't, but I'm gonna have to take the fifth on that one. And then we're doing pardon?
Go ahead.
She's right here.
Okay, I was gonna say I am definitely a tater guy, and because when you talk about gravy, the first thing I gotta hit is I gotta make that, you know, that little dip, that little pull on my taters and get the gravy on it that. And, you know, I think every grown man still has that little child where they make the gravy volcano and the mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, it's really funny because here at the house, it's we have a big breakfast bar in the kitchen where a lot of, you know, my notebook's set up. My son sets his notebook up. Stacy's in the office, but she'll come out and make mashed potatoes. She goes in the cupboard and gets two little bowls for two little samples for two little boys because nobody can wait for dinner while those mashed potatoes are being made. And moving on from that, so, we're doing the turkey with gravy, the stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans almondine, homemade cranberry sauce, and creamed onions. And basically everything that I've just listed is gluten-free and delicious.
Well, let's see how we can break this down and start hitting this because I'm definitely taking notes because I'm going to need something for Thanksgiving. I started hitting it hard recently, and if I can't get some of this mouth-watering stuff that you're talking about, I think I'm going to starve at Thanksgiving. And there's no reason to starve at Thanksgiving.
Stacy's actually going to post all of the recipes. The gluten-free stuffing recipe is actually, I think, posted now. But she's going to put everything up and
on her website,
which is stacymorris.com. Right.
Okay, cool. And she freshened that up, I think, a couple months ago. Looks pretty good. If you haven't been there, stacymorris.com. She's got a lot
of things. She said thanks to Robert if you didn't hear that.
Oh, cool. Nice job, Robert.
Thank you. That was an interesting project.
Did you guys take that down to bare bones and then just rebuild?
Yeah, well, she was on a blogger site, and I'm probably getting completely off track and technical, but she was on a blogger site. We brought her to a new domain under WordPress and had to figure out how to import all these, God knows how many blogs that Stacy's already written without blowing out all that content. So it was... It was fun.
I know you're good at blowing out content, buddy.
I do that. I excel. I excel at blowing out content.
So, Chef, are you good for questions? If people hear something that we're talking about and want to ask you about it, can I have them give us a buzz here?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be happy to answer any question. I just don't know, you know, how you want me to go with this, but I'll answer any question. I mean, to the best of my ability, and if I don't have the answer, I'll tell them.
Yeah, well, let me interrupt you, Sparky. Before we get to that, we've had Beck on hold who wants to give us an update for about half an hour. Should we go ahead and get her update and then go back to the food?
Yeah, I'm good.
It's fine with me.
Is Becca?
Yeah, it's Becca.
Okay, now Becca, what's up?
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, I know we made you wait forever,
I know. I wasn't expecting to wait forever. Gosh. No, just kidding.
Hey, we should make
I can put you
our
back
one caller the night wait. But just hit Bill with something on your way out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ask Bill something about gravy. That's your last. Then you can hang up, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
So, you got an update for us? Ready to go, so let's hear it.
Oh, okay. My 60-day was on the 10th of November, so it was, like, right after Wednesday, because I was going to call last week, but it just wasn't time for it yet. And I've been calling you guys every update, so this is my second update with y'all. I lost only 7 pounds my 30 to 60, not because I wasn't trying, because I was definitely putting in effort. But inches-wise, I lost 13 and a half inches off my entire body.
Wow.
Which is more than I did my first month with DDP. My first month, I only did 12. So
it sounds like that you're putting on muscle, more muscle than fat that you're losing.
Yeah. For example, when I first started the yoga, I wasn't able to do a plank even modded. I am now able to hold a plank at least 44 seconds.
You can't do 1 more second.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I tried, which was last week, so I'm pretty sure I can go a little bit further than that now. I've also moved up in the workouts. I'm no longer doing energy and fat burner as much. I'm doing strength builder. You know, below the belt, stand up, and RHCs like all the time. And I do those
awesome.
On my Ustream, and it's definitely been paying off because I took an amazing leg lift picture. Like, I'm so proud of that because I've actually got my hand on my hip and not out, and it doesn't look like I'm about to fall over, and it doesn't look like I'm going to cry. Because my first picture, I was definitely crying when that picture was taken, because me and my husband, we tried to take that picture 10 times, and he just kept missing and missing and missing, and it kept hurting. So
you got your hand up on your hip. You did.
Yeah.
I had to get that in. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
That right in my head.
You know, I had no respect for you, and I just went into negative numbers, Sparky.
If there's any respect out there left, I just have to remove any element of it. So
mission accomplished.
Yeah. The eating was fine. I wasn't having problems. I did deal with a little bit of scale depression during that month. Like, I had a lot of just worry and stress because I was not going to measure myself until my 60-day. But I was weighing myself, and I kept seeing the scale go up and down, up and down, up and down. So I am now at 256, and I started off at 278. So
that's fine.
Yeah, and my 30-day was 263. So I am losing weight. It's just not going as what I had hoped it would. But according to everyone at Team DDP Yoga, which are awesome, by the way, because they helped me through a lot of it, they said that what normally happens is in the first month you lose weight, then you gain muscle, then you lose weight, then you gain muscle. So
in the first months you're gonna lose more just because you're really, unless you're already active, you're putting your body through. What's that?
You're shocking the hell out of your body.
Absolutely, and you're going to lose a lot quickly because of that. But it becomes, your body becomes more accustomed to it, so you have to challenge it more, and you're going to lose less. And also you're gaining muscle at the same time. So, you know, don't let that you know, get you down at all.
Yeah, and the only thing I throw on top of it, you're probably doing this, and people are telling you, and Nin's probably telling you, but, you know, anything you can do to throw a little confusion, whether it's the workouts, which you're doing every single one, and cycling those is awesome. Sometimes it's maybe switching up the food, maybe going with a quick, you know, juice fast, or, you know, maybe throwing in some.
Yeah, I haven't learned how to juice yet. Like, I have not learned how to juice yet. I don't have a juicer, but I did actually implement some Sun Warrior protein shakes in the morning instead of the rice Chex and milk that I used to do the first month. So I went to, like, a banana shake in the morning with Sun Warrior vanilla protein in it. So that's probably another reason why I gained a lot of muscle. So.
And muscle's good. It's gonna have, the more lean muscle you have, the more it helps, the more efficient you are at burning fat. So, and the more efficient you are at building muscle. So keep at it. So now you've got these changes, and you're looking. I know you're looking at Thanksgiving. What's your favorite dish that you might ask Bill to say, what can I do with this?
I love apple pie.
With gravy?
not just gravy, though. I love apple pie, guys. You asked what my favorite dish was, and that was that and deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs. So.
Oh, man. Deviled eggs. There's such a take on deviled eggs these days. Apple pie you can really do. You know, you ever go to the relative's house, they do the old style apple pie and the crust is so soggy you just don't want to eat it?
Yes.
Okay. Just do a deep dish. It's honestly a deep dish, and I'm not the greatest, I don't profess to be the greatest bake in the world. Really, I'm a sous chef. But a deep dish apple pie, one of the restaurants I ran probably 20 years ago, that was the canned dessert. It was like the specialty of the house. It's the easiest thing in the world. Get a bunch of apples. Depends, you know, size up a bunch of apples to the size pan you want to use. Use a 3-inch deep. It can be metal. It can be glass. It can be anything. Use a 3-inch deep pan and spray it with cooking spray. You know, you can use a decent product. Spray it with cooking spray. Peel the apples. Quarter the apples. Take the apples and just all you need is some nutmeg, some cinnamon. If you like cardamom, use a little cardamom, whatever spices you like. What I do is I take the quartered apples, I put them in a big baggie, like the old shake and bake, with all the seasonings and shake them together so they all get, you know, coated equally. Then put them in the pan. And if you want, you can pour a little bit of honey in there to sweeten it if you want, a little bit if you like it really sweet. You don't have to. And then just take it and bake it at 350 for, 35, 40 minutes till it starts to get all bubbly. And then if you like, you can take, the floury crumb topping, you can just take some brown sugar and just take a little bit of brown sugar, sprinkle it on top, and finish it in the oven until it caramelizes. It's the easiest thing in the world. And what that really is a deep dish apple pie, and it'll be delicious.
That
and the longer you bake it without burning it, you just got to watch it that it's not getting, you know, too dark on the sides, and it'll just be this gooey, brown sugary, delicious deep dish apple dessert. Don't be bashful to put that brown sugar on the top, but you don't want to put it on top till about the last, when it starts really bubbling and the apples, take a toothpick and punch it through one of the apples to make sure that they're starting to get nice and soft. Then put your brown sugar on top, quite a bit of it, and throw it in the oven for another, let it sit for another 15 minutes in the oven, and you'll have a fantastic apple pie dessert that took you prep time and the whole thing about an hour and 15 minutes to make.
So is this the part where I can just pull the Homer Simpson?
What was your other dish you said you liked?
The deviled eggs. Deviled eggs.
Oh, my God. Boy, Stacy and I are real deviled egg people. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what you want. I mean, some people like them made with relish. I mean, a new twist on the deviled eggs is crab meat or chopped up scallops or anything like that. It's basically simple. I mean, I can put Stacy on because she's really the deviled egg expert.
Well, I think I just like it simple. So lots of plenty of mayonnaise. And a little bit of mustard to cut the fat, and salt and pepper. And for me, it's all about texture. I, you know, just make sure it's nice and creamy. And
excuse me.
And that's it. I'll probably post a recipe if you'd like, but just keep it real simple with good ingredients, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I love deviled eggs, and I just recently made some with a little bit of mustard, because I found that French's mustard usually is gluten-free. It says so on their site, so you don't have to really worry about that.
I think really any mustard product is going to be basically – there's a lot of products out there that are gluten-free that just haven't got on the bandwagon to say it on their label.
Yeah, I always check your ingredients, though, because even with the gluten-free – I recently bought some brown rice pancake mix, and I got dairied on that. So definitely check on there.
Yeah, anything that's got a flour base or anything like that, I would check. But basically, you know, like a mustard, a mustard is really just it's a grain and vinegar, really, is really all. It's mustard seed and vinegar is really basically, and some salt and pepper is what, you know, basically would comprise a mustard. But you're right, I would be more concerned about they say it's a rice pancake, but then it's like there's a couple potato breads out there that people think, oh god, it's delicious bread and it's all potato, but if you read it, you know, it's 33% wheat flour. So you do have to watch some of those if you're strictly gluten free.
Yeah, label reading is definitely a key thing to do. Well, good stuff, man. Becca, great update. Go out and kill it this week, man. Thanks for giving us a buzz.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Becca.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Great work.
If anybody else out there who wants to get their favorite treat out, or you got a question on what we're talking about tonight, or just an update, we're calling and say, hey, you got Robert, Chef Bill, Stacy, and Sparky hanging out. Give us a buzz, 347-994-1216. Every time I say that, I
know,
and I have to say, Dallas told me to say it slow because I hear him in the back of my head. Slow down, Sparky. and I hear Stacy now. Are you?
I am here. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys banter, and it's just given me more ideas. I wanted to talk a little bit about dessert. Okay.
Okay, then we got to get back to these mashed potatoes, because if we don't get the magical mashed potatoes out.
All right. You know, this is what I discovered a few years ago, even before I found clean eating. I just decided one time I made mashed potatoes, and they just were so watery. And I thought, well, how can I avoid this? You know, because you have to cook them in water, obviously. So I made the decision to never use water again, but instead substitute that with a stock, you know, like a chicken stock or a vegetable stock, because it gets absorbed into the potatoes. And when you use something with, you know, a little flavor in it, it just adds so much life to the dish. So that's my big tip for really good-tasting potatoes. And then you don't have to use as much butter or cream, you know, to augment the flavor. I think, you know, I'm pretty much, when I'm like 90% cow dairy free. I don't eat cheese at all. But sometimes in recipes, I will use heavy cream because I think it's very difficult to substitute for it. And I will add some warmed up heavy cream to the potatoes as I'm whipping them, and I always use an electric blender, you know, beater, because it's just much easier. And so that's my secret, is that chicken stock and heavy cream and a little butter, and then it's up to the individual if you want to, you know, you like the volcano, Sparky. I make a big crater in mine and put a lump of butter in. That's how I
do it. Oh, that's awesome. And we got a call. I think we're making people hungry. We have a caller out there. So.
Yeah, we do. We've got somebody from the 704 area code.
Hey, guys. It's Russell the Tuba Geek.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you guys definitely are making me hungry, making me think of, oh, boy, I'll get to find ways around my wife's grandparents cooking this Thanksgiving, because we always go there for Thanksgiving dinner. One of my favorite things is green bean casserole. But, of course, with with the way cream and mushroom soup is and the French fried onions and everything, I'm kind of curious of how you would work your way around that one.
Got me thinking.
Yeah. I know this. All right, if you really like that kind of casserole, you probably just don't want to do green beans almondine. You have an idea?
Yeah, you know, I got to be candid with you. For years, you know, the families and the kids did the green bean casserole, and don't take me wrong, it's an old standard. But, you know, personally, I think that Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, I can't even watch this stuff come out of the can.
I agree with you there.
What I would do, I think there's a way around it, though. What I would do is I would go get a medley of mushrooms, which you can get at any store, you know, the mix of the surimi, the portobellos, the whatever they have, like a fancy mushroom mix, about a pound of it. And I would take that mushroom mix, and I'd throw it in a food processor and pulverize it.
Okay.
Add a little salt and pepper to the mushroom mix, and you're probably not going to get away without a little bit of dairy, but the little bit of dairy is better than the salt and the other additives that are in that, you know, in that soup mix. I would add to the food processor about a quarter of a stick of butter, and maybe a little bit of chicken stock. And then I would make the casserole. I would make your cream of mushroom soup out of the butter, the pureed mushrooms that are in the food processor, a little chicken stock, and maybe to give it a little bit of body, you could throw a tablespoon of mayonnaise in there. I know it sounds weird. I don't really like heated mayonnaise. But mayonnaise is a great binder, and it's really not too badly caloric. So I would do that and use that in lieu of the can of cream of mushroom soup. And, you know, your green beans are fine. And just do it that way and then continue with the recipe. So, in other words, you're making your own base out of food processed mushrooms, a tablespoon of mayonnaise, you know, a tablespoon of so or butter. And I think you'll be really, really impressed with those results.
That sounds good. And sometimes I'll use tofu-y cream cheese or soft goat cheese as a replacement for sour cream or cream cheese, and that can work too.
You could use a little Chev instead of the butter. I know, you know, you make it nice and, you know, I'm not crazy about Chev, but cooked in recipes, I love it. It's really kind of strange. But, you know, that's the way you would do it in a restaurant, rather than the Campbell's soup. And you're not going to have. I never cook with salt. I let people salt their own food, so you're going to have like a zero salt factor in there. And I think it would work fine.
Would you say your replacement for the butter? You said Chev.
Yeah, you could like Stacy said, you could use like a half a log of Chev in there. It'd be delicious.
Not to substitute for the butter, but for cream cheese or
make it creamy.
Sour cream type of consistency.
Cool.
We'll go through it again.
I like the crispy stuff on top. If you wanted to avoid like the breaded onions, could you do almost like a toasted quinoa or something?
Or you could do toasted gluten-free breadcrumbs with some pecorino mixed in for a little flavor.
You like the crispy on top.
Oh, I love
you know,
crispy on top.
Oh, yeah. it isn't green casserole with that bad.
Why don't you take a sauté pan, cut some onions up, cut some fresh onions up really thin. This would be delicious. Cut some onions up really thin. Sauté them until they're almost burned in hot oil and smoked paprika, and then put those on top for the last 10-15 minutes of the baking. You'll get crispy. It'll be delicious.
So, like caramelize. So you're saying caramelize them in the saute pan and then put them on top.
Yeah, with some smoked paprika or something like that, and then put them on top and finish the baking process. It'll be delicious.
I guarantee
you that would be a better casserole than any cream of mushroom you could come up with.
That sounds awesomely delicious. You going to try that, Russ?
I think so. I'll definitely go back and listen on the podcast and make notes so I can try to make that.
Do it. Cool. Well, we got, wow, we're blazing through the show. We got like 10 minutes and two more people with questions for Chef Bill. So thanks for the call. It's a good question, Russ. You actually hit my favorite side. I told Bill I was going to hit him up for sides, and you definitely hit the one I wanted to get.
Yeah, I'm listening to them quietly talk strategy in the background.
Sorry.
Not sure about that.
We're gonna work on a recipe.
I'm gonna work on that. Yeah.
We're gonna work on a recipe and post it later.
Okay.
That's awesome. I will love you guys forever if you can make that happen.
The next caller is from the 289 area code.
It's Catherine. Hello. Catherine.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I have a favorite for mine, which is, now I'm in Canada, so we did our Thanksgiving in, like, October, but I'm thinking about Christmas. The pumpkin pie thing, I'm trying to figure out what to do for the crust.
You nailed it there.
Oh, well, you know, they have crust mix. You can make, I think, Namaste and Bob's Red Mill have pie crust mixes. I've seen actual gluten-free shells.
That's what I want to know. But I'm in Canada, so a lot of the stuff that you guys get down there, we can't get up here, but I'll have to find out and see what I can do because I don't want to buy pumpkin pie in a box because it's going to be full of the gluten.
Right. Oh, right. I would try first finding some mixes and just try your hand at making a gluten-free crust from scratch. I haven't done that yet just because I'm not really into pie.
Fair enough. I'm not into cooking them. I'm into eating them. But if I can find somebody who wants to cook it, I'm good to go.
I love me some pie.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, I'm up here in Canada, so I just thought I'd throw that in because somebody was posting about pumpkin pie, so we figured a couple of people would want to know about that. Anyway, I'll let you get to the next caller. Thanks a lot. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Catherine. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
I just realized I'm calling everybody, man. It's kind of like dude for Dallas. So
yes, yes.
For all the wonderful ladies of VDP Yoga, if you call in and you get a dude or a man for me, it's just, you know, there is no gender bounds there for me. And I don't think you sound like a man, so.
No. Yeah, I really think.
You shut up when I'm behind, right?
Yeah, I think you're digging deeper. I really do. Okay, let's just go to the next caller, okay? It's I thought so too. 603 area code.
Hi, I'm calling about the David Cassidy Great Assist Collection. I'd like to order one.
I'm sure you would.
Mikey. What's going on, guys? Yeah, it's Mikey. What's going on, guys?
Oh, not much. How you doing, brother?
Not
how are
too
you?
Bad. How you doing? I had a question for Chef Bill. I've stared down his magic in person on the DDP Yoga Retreat, and we actually made that lobster chicken asparagus dish that he made at Mexico. We made that for company a while back, and that was just glorious, man. I appreciated that recipe.
Well, thank you.
I had a question for you. I know you're not going to give away the famous Stacy recipe for the mashed potatoes, but I wanted to get your take on maybe another maybe possible good mashed potatoes, but I'm a big fan of the slow cooker. I use that pretty much like 4 days a week, no joking. Do you know of any potential alternatives for dairy-free, like slow cooker things that I could do with mashed potatoes or anything besides the Stacy Morris world-famous recipe?
Well, you have a little bit of a conflict. A slow cooker and mashed potatoes are kind of opposite to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in order, as you well know, to cook a potato, you're talking about 20 minutes in water.
Yeah.
But you could do scalloped potatoes.
Yeah.
You could do, you could do something with Chev again. Pecorino and some Pecorino, some Chev, some chicken stock, very important. I would slice some potatoes about, I'm totally improvising here for you. Is this coming from
I'm typing it as we speak. So.
Yeah, this is food improv.
This is food improv, okay? I would slice some potatoes. You could do them skin on or skin off. That's, you know, your preference.
Mm-hmm.
And as Stacy always says, what I would, in lieu of the sour cream or the anything like that you'd want to put in, I would take a half a log of Chev, about a half a cup of chicken stock, and I would whisk that together till you get like a a thickened consistency of sour cream. You know,
okay.
a little lighter maybe. You can use, you know, depending on how much you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do the Chev, chicken stock, and pecorino.
Okay.
And I would layer, I would ladle that on the bottom of your slow cooker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put a layer of potatoes in. I can put another twist on it. I don't know if you eat it or not. Do you do bacon or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I would chop up some bacon.
Okay.
I'd put a just sprinkle some bacon in. Another layer of potatoes. Another ladle of the dressing, shall we say, and just keep going. You know, make as much as you want, and just let it slow cook. I think.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
And you know, you can always put. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to ask you one more thing, and it's not really Thanksgiving related, but I bet a bunch of people would be interested in this and the recipe, for a recipe. I have a ton of recipes, either from Mom or that I found on the internet, that call for cream of chicken, like Campbell's soup. And I love the cream of chicken stuff, but I've tried a couple like homemade ones with like different kind of ingredients, but I haven't found my niche yet with cream of chicken, and just want to know what you recommend for a cream of chicken like base or something like that.
Well, are you talking dairy free or not?
Yes, dairy free and gluten free.
Dairy free and gluten free. Again, I would just do the chicken stock with the Chev.
Oh, really?
Or make a roux.
You know, like Stacy was saying, what you can do for that. What I would do is make a roux out of oil, and for the chicken stock soup, I would use rice flour. I would not use potato flour. Okay?
Okay.
And I'd make a roux, and I would add to that your chicken stock, and I would use some Chev. I don't see why not. I would use a Chev. It's going to have a little bit of a tang. And the other thing that's really nice, and I don't know if you're food combining or not, make sure... I'd make my own chicken stock. I mean, I'm sure you know how to boil off a chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, and one of the key ingredients when you boil a chicken, I like to use a whole chicken. So you get a 4-pound chicken, cover it with water, put it in a stock pot, get it to boil. As soon as it boils, skim the fat off as best you can. And then add an onion, a couple of carrots, a couple pieces of celery, maybe a parsnip to flavor it. And the magic secret to my grandmother's kosher chicken soup is dill weed.
Oh, really?
Put like 2 sprigs of fresh dill weed in there and let that cook. Don't cook your chicken stock for any longer than an hour and a half. It'll go sour.
Okay.
So boil that off. Then take the chicken meat, and especially that beautiful dark thigh meat.
Mm-hmm.
Chop it up really fine, almost like you're going to make chicken salad. Almost shred it if you want with a fork. You can shred it off the bird and throw that in your cream of chicken soup. And what makes it really great is if you want to put a cup of rice in it. And you're going to have the creamiest, most delicious thing you've ever tasted.
Oh, that's awesome. I've been looking for a great cream of chicken recipe for a while, and that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to use some the other key when you boil a chicken soup, I didn't think of it, is celery salt.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Bill.
That's no problem. You know, if you hit, you know, Stacy on one of these, on her, you know, I can always, if we don't have it posted, I'll always be happy to try to share a recipe with you.
Oh, great. Next time you're in Portsmouth, hit me up. We'll go out to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we absolutely, we're trying to get back there. I'm just not sure when.
Okay, awesome, Bill.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mikey.
See you guys.
Take care, brother.
Later, brother.
Bye.
Well, that's some really cool stuff, and man, we're hitting the top of the hour, but I want to get, I know Stacy was about to before we interrupted with mashed potato talk and casseroles. You were about on a roll for some desserts, so and I know you got something tasty.
Yeah, well, I was, you know, in the context of Thanksgiving, everyone's going to be pretty stuffed, and you're not going to want a big, heavy dessert. So I was going to suggest something like a crustless pumpkin pie. You know, you could bake it in ramekins or in a single large dish or an apple cobbler without a lot of crust. What I like for dessert sometimes is just like a couple pieces of dark chocolate. But this is something I just discovered thanks to Chef Bill, and it's perfect if you've had a big meal. He turned me on to this little thing called a clean white Russian. And it's like a white Russian, only there's no heavy cream in it. You make it with almond milk. And it's fantastic. Yeah. It is absolutely fantastic.
So you're just almond milk and vodka?
Yeah, 6 ounces nice. Of almond milk, an ounce of vodka, an ounce of Godiva liqueur or Kahlua. And a dash of cocoa powder. You shake it, and it's just, it's absolutely wonderful. And he thinks it actually tastes better than the kind made the traditional way with cream.
Yeah, I agree. You guys got my drink nailed right there.
That sounds really good.
Minus the cocoa, I could want. And, you know, I hit those ever since I'm a bowling fan, watching The Big Lebowski. For some reason, those became a drink of choice, and almond milk does work pretty fancy, and then one of those white Russians, so that's pretty cool. Along the dessert thing, I'm going to throw one thing in. I'm not going to touch you know, the bar where you guys are. I'm going to slide way below it here, but
because that's what we do.
Yeah, you know, we're the cleanup crew. We pick up after everybody else, but it's pretty simple. Corn out a couple of apples, stuff them full of, like, raspberries, or dried cranberries, raspberries, right? Dried cranberries or raisins, and then you just baking them in the oven, pulling them out, and putting some dark agave on it.
Mm.
Actually works out pretty swell.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds really good.
Absolutely delicious, delicious treat.
I think we have a cookbook in the making, don't you?
Absolutely.
You know, a Team DDP Yoga cookbook would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I mean, you could just probably go through all your past blogs, pull out a little bit of the stuff from the night, throw some Chef Bill magic in there, and you pretty much got the Stacey Morris .com cookbook pretty well wrapped up for us.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, man. So, I don't know, man. I know is I'm very hungry right now. I feel the extreme urge to go down and rummage through the refrigerator and get something to eat. And if that doesn't work, find some almond milk and vodka.
I was gonna say. I mean, that's what I took from this was alcohol.
Yeah.
Well,
I've always had this idea, and I think we should do it for New Year's. And now that we've made everybody hungry, we should make a show where we make them all thirsty. And throughout the show, we should just do a review of gluten-free alcohols while sampling them on the show. I don't know how with that was.
Sounds like a car wreck, man.
Definitely play a Scott game.
Yeah. That's a train wreck waiting to happen for sure. But So I've got nothing else other than, man, Chef Bill and Stacy, thanks for the delectable menu that you've laid out for us for Thanksgiving. You guys have got anything else that you didn't hit that you want to throw out for the people?
Well, I just want to say to the people that now that I've felt my way around that kitchen in Mexico, and I know what's there and I know what I'm working with, I'm already planning the menu for the next retreat. So I hope everybody's signing their rooms up early. Because
that's
that
a
was a real fun afternoon. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, those guys got to eat some wonderful food that you guys prepared. You get to work out with Dallas. You get the beach. You get a super cool all-inclusive resort. And you get the coolest travel agency hooking you up with Travelsmith and Dallas' sister Sally, you know, getting you straight away. I don't know where you could go wrong if you got the money and you want to get away. The retreat's the place to do it.
Absolutely. Hey, Sparky, I wanted to thank your kids for staying in bed, and I hope your hope your wife had a great delivery.
Well, yeah, so far she hasn't had to go out, so that's why I was able to get in, and so she was down with the kids. I haven't seen them yet. We actually shipped them off to the father-in-law, and he's had them. I don't even know if they came home yet, you know. But
that's really the first sign of a good parent, right there.
I don't know where they're at. Somebody knows. But no, it's cool. Thanks. Yeah, I think she will have a good delivery, and she'll appreciate the well wishes because it's something that she really enjoys doing. So,
nice.
Just like DDP yoga.
I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a delicious one.
Absolutely. So you're ready to
shut
us down there, Sparky?
What's that?
I said you're ready to shut us down?
I think I'm ready to shut it down. They're flashing the lights here. It's time to close it out. And just remember to eat some of these delicious treats for Thanksgiving. Stay away by all means from the gluten gravy and the canned cream of mushroom stuff. Man, that stuff is disgusting, Chef Bill.
Yeah, you definitely want to go check out StacyMorris.com. I don't know if we mentioned the web address, but
yeah,
that's where you're going to check out a lot of this stuff at.
Yeah, definitely check that out to get the recipes, and I'm sure we'll get some follow-ups from tonight. Until then, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your family and friends. Some of the best times you can have are with the people that you love over the holidays, so please enjoy it. Don't forget to do your DDP yoga, and when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.